This is the Euro Show in association with Qatar Airways.
Get ready for a brand new UEFA Euro 2020 audio show coming very soon.
Yeah, presented by Rob Daly and myself, Chris Parent. The Euro Show is going to be going live just after the final match of each day. And it's going to be on Euro2020.com and on the official Euro 2020 app.
And if you can't listen live, don't worry, we'll release the show as the official Euro 2020 podcast after every single match day. Okay, Chris, let's give people a bit of a flavour of what's coming up. I'm going to put you on the spot. Three
Always.
Questions, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, who's the player to watch for you in this tournament?
Player to watch? I mean, there are so many stars. I would go Romelu Lukaku, just led into the Scudetto in Serie A with his club. 30 goals this season, 28 now, and he's, look, this might just be the final chance for that golden generation of Belgian players to finally lift a major trophy. If you're doing it to me, I'm doing it to you. Key player?
I'm going to go for Diogo Jota, actually, of Portugal, because okay. He's been scoring goals for the national team. They've got to try and get that through that tough group with France and Germany as well. So I'm going for Diogo Jota of Liverpool. Who's your dark horse to go deep into the competition?
This was difficult, but I have gone with Turkey because they were very, very good in the last in their opening three FIFA World Cup 2022 qualifiers back in March. Took 7 points. They've got some unbelievably talented players. And I just wonder, I can see them maybe reaching the quarterfinals, maybe even the semifinals.
I think Denmark might do well. I think they'll come through that group of Finland, Belgium and Russia. And I really like that midfield. Delaney, Højbjerg, Eriksen, Paulsen and Brathwaite as well in attack. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty good team. And they're the ultimate dark horses, of course, to win this competition back in 92. But who do you think is going to win it, Chris? Who are your favourites?
I jotted this down immediately. I can't see past France.
They're
the world champions. Yeah. And if you look at their squad, Rob, I can guarantee the substitutes bench, they'll be starters for most of the other teams in Euro. Didier Deschamps has such an array of talent at his disposal.
Well, their under-21 team would probably make up a lot of nations teams as well. I've gone for France as well. I think that Griezmann and Mbappe, Benzema lineup, however they get that working in the attack, is going to be very tough to stop. Okay, what else can we expect on the Euro show, Chris?
Well, apart from more inane chat from us two. We're also going to have reporters in every host city, Rob, across Europe to bring you the latest news stories. And we'll also have reporters with the teams as well. So you won't miss a beat in terms of the biggest news stories of every day at Euro 2020.
Yeah, we've got a panel of expert football guests. We'll preview upcoming fixtures. We'll have interviews pre and post-match with Europe's biggest players. And we'll be joined by a host of former Euro winners as well. So get ready for the Euro show coming soon. Listen on the official app and Euro2020.com. And you can subscribe for this podcast by searching for the official Euro 2020 podcast on your favourite provider. We are just days away now.
We are, yeah, Rob, 51 matches and it all builds up to that final of UEFA Euro 2020 on the 11th of July at Wembley. Cannot wait. See you all soon.